Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets recovered from earlier session declines to end a tough week on a positive note, despite the US introducing a second round of punitive tariffs in US $200 billion worth of Chinese products from 10% to 25%. Dow is up 114 points or 0.4% after recovering from an earlier 358 point decline. Broader S&P 500 added 0.4% to snap a four-session losing streak, that NASDAQ egged out a 0.1% gain. Uber Technologies Inc. made its debut on the New York Stock Exchange, opening at $42 per share before closing $7.62 below its US $45 per share IPO price at $41.57. President Trump said that he was in no rush to finalise a deal and also said that he was starting the paperwork on Thursday to impose 25% levies on Chinese goods worth an additional US $325 billion. However, a series of tweets from President Trump later in the session cheered the markets, with the president describing the talks with China as candid and constructive, and noting that his relationship with Chinese President Xi Jinping remains a very strong one and conversations into the future will continue. Separately, US Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the China trade talks were constructive. China Vice Premier Liu He also said the talks went fairly well, according to reports. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said in a Fox News interview yesterday that President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are likely to meet at the June G20 summit in Japan. However, President Trump took to social media overnight and noted that the tariff deal will become far worse for China if it has to be negotiated in my second term. Looking ahead, this Saturday marks the deadline for President Trump to decide on potential auto tariffs for the European Union, though economists expect he could extend that cutoff time. For the week, the Dow lost 2.1%, its biggest weekly fall since March. The S&P 500 dropped 2.2% and the NASDAQ just over 3%, both indices recording their largest weekly falls since the week ended the 21st of December 2018. In US corporate earnings, just nine S&P 500 companies are scheduled to report quarterly earnings this week, with Walmart Inc. the most notable on Thursday night. Alibaba, Cisco, Tencent, Ralph Lauren, Nvidia and Macy's also report. In US economic data, the consumer price index rose 0.3% in April, below economists' forecasts of a 0.4% increase. The core measure, excluding volatile food and energy prices, rose 0.1% to mark a 2% year-on-year increase, the first time CPI inflation has been at or above the 2% mark since November. European markets were firmer after a session dominated by US-China trade policy updates, Germany's DAX gaining 0.7%, but logging its largest weekly drop for the calendar year to date, down 2.8%. Thyssen Krupp soared over 28% after Reuters reported that the company was considering a partial listing of its elevator business. Francis CAC rose 0.3%. London's FTSE dipped 0.06% to settle with a 2.4% weekly decline. In economic data, UK first quarter GDP expanded 0.5% quarter on quarter, the highest level of growth since 2017, and taking the annual growth rate to 1.8%. The benchmark Chinese equity indices jumped strongly last Friday, with both the China Shanghai Composite and Shenzhen Composite up over 3%. Base metals were firmer, copper adding 0.1% to just shy of $2.79 a pound, but logging its fourth consecutive weekly decline, down 1.4%. Elsewhere, aluminium rose 0.1%, nickel up 1.3%, and zinc up 0.1%. Benchmark spot iron ore closed in on the US $100 a metric ton mark, rallying $1.86 or 1.95% to $97.24 a metric ton and a five-year high. Gold futures added $2.20 to $1,287.40 an ounce, recording its fifth gain in the past six sessions to settle with an approximate 0.5% weekly advance. The US dollar index retreated to a three-week low. Benchmark oil contracts settled narrowly mixed, WTI slipping 4 cents to $61.66 a barrel, Brent gaining 23 cents to $70.62 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields were little changed at 2.455%, but fell 7.6 basis points on the week. The Australian dollar is little changed, buying 69.94 US cents. The Australian Bureau of Statistics releases home loans and home investment lending data for April. The Hong Kong market is closed today for a public holiday.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.